After more than 5 months of testimony, prosecutors in the Tyco trial explained to jurors yesterday why they believe the evidence shows Dennis Kozlowski and Mark Schwartz stole $170 million from the company. In their closing arguments, prosecutors said there was nothing wrong with the defendants' extravagant lifestyles, but they weren't allowed to spend millions of dollars of company money on themselves. Nancy Solomon reports.
Prosecutor Ann Donnelly stood before the jury and painted a damaging picture of corporate executives out of control. She told jurors Dennis Kozlowski and Mark Schwartz didn't just blur the lines between their personal finances and the company's treasury, they erased them. Tyco paid for their multiple homes and apartments, lavish furnishings, boats, and even personal investments in restaurants. Donnelly asked the jury rhetorically, "Don't these guys have credit cards? Don't they have a checkbook?" Paul Brown, professor of accounting at New York University, says the immense amount of money Kozlowski and Schwartz were spending should have raised red flags.
Anybody in their right mind who would be looking at corporate officials, you have to feel that there was a miss here on these two senior executives' part. I think it's actually sad that they felt comfortable operating this way as executives.
The defense says the board didn't keep minutes of most meetings, but Kozlowski got verbal approval for his spending. They say the executives were worth all the millions because they turned Tyco into a profitable giant by gobbling up lots of other companies. Former U.S. prosecutor Stephen Cobry says the defense did a good job of suggesting their pay and bonuses were approved.
Then who would try to commit a crime and be so open about it? Usually when people commit crimes, they do it in a secretive way. Their argument is that they discussed it with the board members, and that fact goes both to authorization, that the transactions were approved and it was authorized, but also it goes to show the jurors that, in fact, these individuals didn't intend to commit any crime.
The prosecutors tried to pick apart that defense yesterday. The executives didn't need to shred documents or ask their underlings to lie, Donnelly said. Instead, they paid people directly under them very well for their loyalty and documented their expenditures so they could deny wrongdoing. Cobry, the white-collar crime specialist, says much of the case hinges on what the jurors believe about the board of directors.
The defense has done a nice job of trying to question the board members' motives. The risk is that there would be civil actions brought against the directors of the board for letting this happen.
Several board members testified they never authorized the bonuses and loan program that paid Kozlowski and Schwartz so many millions. Donnelly told jurors that testimony is likely to be true because it was the board that originally initiated the investigation long before investors started threatening civil suits. She suggested Kozlowski and Schwartz, both former accountants, knew how to cover their crimes by operating in the open. The prosecution is expected to continue its summation today, and the jury should begin deliberating tomorrow. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Solomon.